Hey, speaking of Vashon Center for the Arts.
Thank you to all of our underwriters. NVCA is one of our fabulous underwriters.
That's right.
And? What? In studio. Again,
because they were here with the whole band. Santa Ophelia was here, but Joe Panzetta is back.
Hi, Kate and Doug.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I've got a nice cup of coffee. I'm easing into the morning. I'm getting to see both of you in this cool studio.
Well, I guess there's a downside to everything, huh?
I sent Joe a Zoom link because that's usually how we roll these days. And he said, oh, I was thinking that maybe I could come in. And I was like,
yes,
human contact. Oh my gosh.
A real human.
We love it. And Kate, I wrote that to you from a few feet away. I was actually in my car. I just parked out there.
That's awesome.
So we're thrilled to have you here, Joe. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet.
So you are, let's go ahead and introduce yourself. You're the marketing director for Vashon Center for the Arts, and we're here to talk about, how we gradually are opening and what the coming months are looking like. So tell us a bit about yourself, how long you've been with VCA and what the mission there is.
Sure. Well, I've been on the island for about 10 years, and I started at VCA December of 2017, I think it was. And like you said, I'm the marketing director, kind of wear a lot of different hats. I love being there. It's such an amazing place. There's just always, you walk next door and you see dance classes and the arts ed camps in the summer outside doing clay, and then you have, well, of course, this is all when there's not a plague. Well, some of that's still happening.
Yeah.
Anyway, VCA is a very special place. I'm psyched to work there.
Yeah. So you mentioned you've been here on the island 10 years. Kate and I are at just about six. And there was a time when that beautiful Kay White building was not there. What you weren't with VCA yet then, but as an islander, talk about your recollection of how that's evolved and how VCA has become such a part of the community.
Yeah, well, that the Blue Heron, what we call the Blue Heron Education Center now, that old Oddfellow Hall, just had such a cool vibe for me when I first got here. I was like, whoa, look at that place. And I remember I saw Tuck and Patty perform in that space.
Awesome.
That's one of a few things I saw there. And he's just such a phenomenal guitarist. I literally was brought to tears with an instrumental song that he did there. But I played a solo show there with a bunch of friends who sat in with me. Diane Krause played saxophone on some things. And anyway, I love that old building, and just the history of the organization is so amazing. And then when the Kay White Hall was built, I was just so excited. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that I get to live on this island and this kind of a facility is here with an art gallery and this beautiful 300-seat performance hall. So it's quite a place.
Yeah, it sure is. I remember this was just before the grand opening, but they were allowing Looky Loos in. And so people were, going in, meandering, and just walking through that space it was overwhelming. I mean, it was just like, this is on Vashon. Like, this is little Vashon Island.
Yeah.
And it's just such
incredible.
It's a breathtaking building. And I remember this one guy, he was sitting around, he was going to different parts of the actual event hall, and he was meditating and then doing his little, clearing of the air or whatever people do, And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. So he's just, going from one seat up to the stage.
No kidding, huh? I wonder what that was.
Yeah, just somebody kind of,
I was a looky-loo too, but I didn't see that gentleman. I wish I did. I would have joined him. I would have sat down with him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was pretty fun.
So you mentioned, we were actually, when music was playing, Joe, you were helping us remember exactly when it was that we saw Katie Lang. That was early 2018, so it certainly wasn't our last show there. And you had just joined prior to that.
Yep.
And so What was it about VCA that made you want to join as in your current role, and how's it been for you so far?
Well, I was a theater major in college and kind of became a graphic designer by accident when I lived in Boston in the 90s. It started with making posters for my band, and one thing led to another. And then I had this whole career that transpired. And it turned out to be mostly in the technology industry. I worked at Microsoft for a while, doing, of all things, PowerPoint presentations for Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer. I was their slide monkey.
All right.
slide monkey.
And then worked at a big data analytics company in the East Side for 8 years. And, you know, it's I'm a curious person, so I found that work interesting to learn about those things, but it wasn't what my passion was. It's always been about the arts for me. Being a musician and just having a real love for the arts. And so for VCA, it's, you know, it was a dream come true for me to be able to have a job where I do what I do in support of the arts, and for it to be at that place so close from my home.
Very cool.
Awesome. And what's the, so let's talk about the bummer part of this before we get to the spring forward. What's the last year been like at VCA? What, obviously we haven't had any live performances. You guys have been doing a lot of really cool stuff online though. Kind of talk about what this last year has been like, and then we can kind of move forward from there.
Well, it's been brutal in a lot of ways. Yeah. I mean, it's been really, really tough for all of us, of course. And, so we had to furlough most of the staff, and at one point we were down to just 4 full-time employees, and just doing everything that we could to keep something happening. And at that point, it was, you know, how do we get summer camps to work outdoors, and figuring out the protocol for the safety. And we erected an outdoor stage for dance classes, with, you know, a tent roof covering, and, had another tent set up for, arts education camps, and then started to try to figure out live streaming, and, you know, purchasing equipment we didn't have, and just trying, you know, it's like with everything, this year, it's largely been a, how do we just break even model. Mm. Because there's, you know, there, the donation based model is what was appropriate and the only way we could really do it. And so it's just trying to figure out how much can we do. And you know, and I hats off to Allison Reed, executive director, because I think that she's really traversed an incredibly challenging time in a really admirable way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and spring forward. Here we are.
This spring is, forward.
You know, just a
by the way,
little
happy,
bit of brightness.
Happy 50% day. Today
is today 50% day?
Today is 50% day, yeah.
Yep.
March 22nd.
March 22nd. Yep. So that's pretty exciting. Unless you're in Miami, of course, in which case it's 100%.
Happy 100% day. Yep.
Whatevs. We're doing it right up here. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what that looks like for VCA.
50% day?
Yeah, 50% day. Those little bits of opening and little bits of brightness.
Yeah, well, you know, so now we're just entered phase 3, and that allows for up to 50% capacity in a theater. But you also have to accommodate the social distancing. So we actually would not be able to get to 50% capacity. What we've figured out is, I think at the very most, we would be able to have roughly 70 people in the theater at a time. And that is, you know, we're going to mark off seats where people can't sit. And there's all kinds of protocol that, I mean, we've really investigated all kinds of things. We've worked with the Vashon Be Prepared group. We've scoured the state's documentation on what you can and can't do and how to do it, And so we have a detailed protocol that you can find on our website that outlines
some light nighttime reading.
Yes.
Yes, it's not too lengthy, but it is detailed. So we're super excited. Actually, this Wednesday at 11 a.m. is our very first event in over a year where we get to have people in the house. It's a art history talk with Rebecca Albiani. It's part of our Talks on the Rock series. And she's going to be doing a lecture on American neoclassical sculptresses in Rome. And we are going to have, it's going to be kind of this hybrid model where we're going to live stream it and we're going to have people in the house. And so we're super excited for that. That's the first one. And then on Saturday, we have Arnaldo Drag Chanteuse, who's an amazing performer. And we did a live stream with him 2 weeks ago. And this is the second of two planned performances with him. So that's this Saturday night. And then
Saturday night will also be in person.
That will be in person also, yeah.
Oh, nice, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I love the hybrid model because honestly, you know, there are lots of people that are just not in that headspace of actually going in physically into buildings yet. So having that option still, I think, is going to work for a lot of people. You know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But exciting for, you know, bums in seats.
Yeah, totally. It is, you know.
Unless they're up in front of their seat dancing, in which case...
Sit down. I'm going to wave my old man hand at you.
Right.
You crazy dancing kids.
Wait for the encore. Sit down already. another thing that's been kind of interesting this year, too, is just like, so with Original Works, which is a dance program that we've done for many years with our Vashon Center for Dance, it's original choreography that's done by... some of the students as well as some of the instructors, and it's an amazing program.
Yeah.
And we had to cancel it last year. We were all queued up to do it, and this was one of the first things we had to cancel. Iris Dement and then Original Works were the first two cancellations we did. And so we pivoted and we did a video version of Original Works last year, and we did the same for this year as well. So in April 10th, we're gonna stream Original Works, but it's not live at all. It's all pre-recorded dance pieces. But I find it really interesting to think about. Just this is one example of how just all of us have had to figure out how to do things differently this past year. And there's with those hurdles come opportunities. So I think that the chance to film original dance pieces in creative ways is exciting.
Yeah,
you know. And so we've really invested a lot of time and energy into how to make that program something special. And so we're really excited about that as well.
Oh, very cool. And that's April 10th.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know that Liz Shepherd over at the Beachcomber will keep us all updated because she does an awesome job of everything arts, has been for years. So I'll make sure to look to the Beachcomber for updates as well. Very cool. So we've got two events happening this week.
This week, yep.
At 50% or less, so 70-ish people. That's awesome. There was something about you had to buy tickets 48 hours in advance.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, Kate. It's, you know, and we might be able to change that moving forward, make it a little less stringent. But since we have to mark off the seats and say, okay, this is, you can't sit in these seats and so on, we have to see what the pod sizes are of people. So if like people are coming in as couples or a family of four, and the, you know, all of that impacts the available seating. So that's why we were kind of making that stipulation that we needed to get the info 48 hours before curtain. But once we start doing it, hopefully we can change that and make it a little.
Yeah. As you kind of get more practice at it, get better at it. So
well, what's, that makes sense,
is there a maximum pod size? I'm curious.
Maximum what?
Pod size.
That's a good question. I don't remember offhand.
Okay. Restaurants are six.
Yeah, that's the number that was popping in my head. But I.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a different setup in a restaurant too, right? Like you're sitting around a table.
Right.
And VCA, you know, has aisles. So yeah, that'll be interesting.
Right.
What about upcoming shows? That's super awesome. How about some of the programs that you guys do? Are we seeing some of those open up? Being able to have more folks in the room.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got. We're moving into the summer season again, so we're looking at what we can do outdoors again with both dance and arts education. So at this point, we're not able to have the frequency of classes and the density of classes that we did pre-COVID, and we're going back to what we're talking about earlier about the two different buildings. The Oddfellow Hall has a different HVAC system than the K. White Hall does. And so with the K. White Hall, the air circulation happens a lot faster and more thorough. And so we're having to investigate, well, what can we do over in the Blue Heron in terms of class sizes and densities? And we've largely been following the lead of the public schools in regards to what and how we approach those things, but there's still some details that we're figuring out. But we can't wait to be able to open up the classes and try to get that back to normal. But we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, one day.
And I should say, the one program, so to speak, that has been open and opened before anything else is the gallery.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's been, it's really wonderful. We've had some super strong exhibits. I just love it. And that space has been a godsend for folks in a lot of ways. It's this nice, big, open room with good ventilation, and we've had all the protocol to keep people safe and been able to have amazing exhibits.
Indeed.
So really psyched about that. And I got it. Can I give you guys a few more dates of upcoming stuff?
Heck yeah.
I'm kind of excited about
it. Right?
So are we.
We are super excited.
We've got some things that we're co-producing with Deborah Heesch. She is going to bring Ron Artis to VCA. I believe that is April 16th. We've got Miller Campbell.
Ooh, I love her.
Also in April, that's the 23rd. And then in May, Danny Newcomb, local guy. Love what Danny's up to. He's going to come and perform too. So we have those in the works. We have a music history lecture and performance with Michael Tracy on the Spanish School. That's going to have piano performances by Albert Cano-Smith, who's performed at VCA before. Really talented young pianist. And we have Slava. Do you guys know about Slava?
Jeff Hoyt has told me about Slava.
I do not.
Yeah, no.
He is unbelievable. I'm not going to try to pronounce his full Russian name. We lovingly refer to him as Slava. And he... he's unbelievable. He's incredible. So he's going to be, he's coming back end of April, beginning of May. I'm not sure that we have a confirmed date for when he's going to be performing in the hall, but like seriously, everyone should come and see
nice.
This man perform. He is an incredible pianist.
Wow.
Awesome. So the calendar, it's safe to say the calendar is starting to fill up.
We're starting to fill it up, Doug.
Yep.
Excellent.
And that's awesome.
I'm sorry. I got to just say one more thing.
Yeah, please.
We also have these Talks on the Rocks that are happening over Zoom for those of you who are like, no, I don't want to come out to anywhere yet. Well, we have this cool partnership we're doing with the Vashon Nature Center. And we have some talks coming up here in March and beginning of April. You can find the info on our website. And these are... really cool talks about there's biology and behavior of coyotes with Rosemary Shiano and counting.
You know, the coyote's my spirit animal.
Really?
It is.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's, yeah. Okay. I think you're just saying that because it's all over the Facebooks right now.
I love coyotes.
Coyote spotting.
I think they're awesome. They're,
coyotes
yeah.
on
They're
roofs.
Survivors, man.
Yeah.
We hear them. We hear them from our house.
Yeah, us as well. Yep.
Yeah.
Our doggy wants to go play with them.
Yeah.
So that's fun. So sorry, we interrupted you.
No, that's okay. Yeah, yeah. And that's basically it. Counting cougars at opposite ends of the world with Mark Elbroach is on April 4th.
Ooh, that's cool.
There you
cool.
have it. Those are all my programming plugs.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And we'll be plugging those programs for you too.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
VCA and VOV have had a longstanding partnership, and we actually have on Channel 21, Comcast Channel 21, we do the Talks on the Rock. So we have a lot of Rebecca
That's right.
on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are really, really interesting, valuable time spent for sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
Joe, do you have a sense of the community? Like, are people excited to get back in the hall to go see these things? Or are you seeing tickets start to sell?
I think people are excited. It's one of these things that it seems like it changes quickly also, as we're all exposed to what's going on in the world with news, with how the vaccination rollout is transpiring, and just, you know, it's we hear comments from people who come into the gallery and they say, "Oh my God, I can't wait to come and see something." And of course, it's different for everybody, how everyone feels about it, what's safe and what they're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, geez, we've been locked up for a year. So
yeah.
I think that people are feeling really excited about being able to come out and do things and see live entertainment, and just knowing that there's, you know, the safety protocol and of course, with all the vaccinations happening on the island and how we're seeing more and more people getting vaccinated. I mean, that makes me feel a lot better about things too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, are you considered what's it called? Conglomerate setting or something? Like, are you eligible for the vaccine now in this wave?
I am not.
Yeah. Okay. I just wondered because there's
to be soon.
Yeah. Well, May 1st for everybody.
Is that right?
Well, that's
eligible.
Maybe. I mean,
that's what Biden said.
Yeah, President Joe said he hopes that states will open it up to everybody by May 1st.
By May 1st.
Right,
oh, okay.
Right. Got it.
Yep. I just hear May 1st and I'm like, I'm in.
May 1st. May 2nd. Making out with strangers.
Yeah.
Hugging everybody as you go down the... Yeah.
Yes.
Probably not for a while.
Exactly.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Kate and Doug in the Morning on Voice of Vashon. You can stream live at voiceofvashon.org. And joining us today is Joe Panzetta, the marketing director at VCA.
Thank you.
And we're going to ask you to switch hats now.
Yeah. Okay. Taking that hat off.
Okay.
It's all right. We're so excited.
Okay. Sorry. We're huge groupies here of St. Ophelia.
Yeah.
So Joe Panzetta is front man. What do you call yourself when you're the vocals?
Like
front vocal?
Is there a word for
man?
It? Well, Rebecca...
Is front woman.
I almost said Albiani. Rebecca Kuzma, I'd say, is our lead singer. And, you know...
And she's awesome.
I don't know what to call myself.
Well, you're the lead singer-er.
Yeah, there you go.
The other-er.
I'm the lead singer-er.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what musicians... That's the word they use.
You guys are my favorite band on the island. I'll go ahead and say that straight
Doug.
Up.
Thank you.
How long have you guys been together?
872 years.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's, geez, I don't know. It's a good question. I think maybe 2017 we started. I'm not really sure. But it's
fairly recently.
Fairly recently, yeah. But
it does
kind
adopters.
Of feel like forever in a lot of ways. It's just,
a lot of different ways lately. You were mentioning before we went on the air, Joe, that you guys are working on something new. That's exciting.
We are, yeah. Last fall, we started to work on an album, and we borrowed some fancy microphones from Martin Fevrier and set up shop in Wesley's basement and figured out how to separate ourselves. And we have all these acoustic panels on the wall to dampen sound, and wearing masks and all that stuff, and started to jump into this new endeavor. And it's been, now we're several months in, and We've got a lot of really cool stuff recorded, I got to say. I'm pretty psyched about it.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of little sneak peek previews. Rebecca's doing some cool things on Facebook. So let's see here. So it's you're one of the songwriters. Are you the songwriter?
I wrote most of the songs, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. On the first album, I wrote all the songs. We did one cover of Laura Marling's song, but all the other ones I wrote. And now we've got on this new album, we have one that was written by Rebecca. We've got one that was co-written by Dan Tyack and myself. And we've got a couple albums. We have a couple songs that were written by Chuck Keller, our bass player. So we're kind of opening things up, which has been really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, that'll be cool to see if those styles and whatnot kind of show up on the album if you look.
Yeah.
That's
so
fun.
In Wesley's basement, that's hysterical.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Does Kathy come down and bring you guys lemonade?
No.
Hi, kids. Are you playing Mr. Bands again? That's so fun. You want some cookies and lemonade?
I wish he did.
Yeah. Kathy, if you're listening.
we're really excited to see some new stuff and to get you guys live somewhere.
Somewhere
again.
Like maybe in August-ish?
We've August 12th, we're going to play a concert in the parks. We were booked by Vashon Events there.
Thank you, Pete Nelson!
Yes, indeed. Super excited to be part of that. So we haven't announced it officially yet. I guess
Did we have a scoop?
I think we have a scoop.
You just scooped it.
Oh my gosh, we have a scoop.
You heard it live.
We've never had a scoop. I don't know what to do with the scoop. What should we do with it? I don't even know. It's
we
like
just
a dog
it.
That catches a car. I don't know what to do with this thing now.
Calm yourself now.
All right.
I was the one that was going to go crazy.
We have a scoop.
Yeah. Very exciting. Yeah, well, that's really exciting stuff. And yeah, we do adore you guys.
Thank you.
I'm just going to keep
Thanks
saying
so much.
That.
So.
Yeah.
Right. Back to VCA. Is there anything else you want to talk about with VCA in terms of like what's coming up or how, you know, how people can feel safe and just what it looks like going forward?
You know, I think we covered it all. It's just we're super excited to be able to continue to... you know, do anything with the arts through this crazy time. Please. And just feel really thankful that we've kept the lights on and excited to welcome people back in. I think that it is a real safe environment. And like I mentioned, there's information on our website about what the protocol is. And you're also welcome to reach out and ask us if you have any questions about what it looks like or how it'll work. And yeah.
I just kind of envision this world of one day, you know, the vax people and the people that haven't been vaxxed and it's going to be like VCA will be welcoming all the vaccinated people and we'll all be standing outside enviously looking at them. But wouldn't that be cool though? Like if it was, well, so the part of the protocols now from CDC is that if you're vaccinated and your friends are fully vaccinated, that you can be in a house and have dinner together without masks and not socially distanced. I mean,
imagine
it's just like,
that. What?
That's crazy. Oh my gosh. But it's going to happen, right? I just wondered if they'd be, you know, all vaccinated shows that could have more people, but I guess that's certainly not up to VCA. That's up to the...
We're still a bit away from that yet.
That would be hard to monitor, like who has and hasn't been vaccinated too, you know?
Yeah. One day.
Joe, well, thank you so much for coming on air and putting up with us and telling us about VCA and the exciting news there, as well as the exciting news about your upcoming new album. Kate and I, throughout the morning, are trying to sprinkle in some songs of some of our favorite acts that we've seen at VCA, and I know you have one that you would like to share as well from a show that you saw.
Yeah, well, Mr. Leo Kottke, who I've seen numerous times throughout my life, the last time I saw him perform was at VCA, and God, that was so cool. Actually, I got a little story. He was sound checking, and he walked in. He just, you know, strolled into the gallery with his two guitars, one in each hand,
as you do,
and said, "Hi, I'm Leo." And I was like, "Yes, I know you're Leo. I happen to be out there at the time." And I asked him, I was like, hey, would you mind if I sat in on your sound check and just listen to it? And, just for any guitar geeks out there, that was fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Just hearing him test out the 6th string and the 12th string Anyway, he was playing, both guitars were Taylors, and, being a guitarist, I noticed that. And then after he finished the sound check, I asked him, it's like, hey, I noticed that you play Taylors. And he said, yeah, well, they made a Leo Kottke line of Taylor guitars.
Whoa.
And, wow. And they had just discontinued that. And the only, guitar line that Taylor was continuing was a Taylor Swift line, which was funny because she's not really known. I mean, she's very talented, but not really a guitarist.
She
doesn't shred. Exactly. Yep. Doug. Yeah. But anyway, there's my Leo Kottke story.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. We are going to play you out with Why Can't You Fix My Car? Here's Leo Kottke, one of Joe's favorite artists that he's seen perform at BCA. Joe, thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.